beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Multiple sources telling ABC News President Trump has been presented a range of options by his national security team that he's considering, including using U.S. military assets to strike Iranian nuclear facilities. Iran warns that U.S. involvement could bring an all-out war in the region. Here's ABC's Perry Russum.
The New York Times reports Iran is preparing missiles for potential retaliatory attacks on U.S. bases. In the meantime, Iran firing more ballistic missiles at Israel overnight. Iran's missile stockpile may be dwindling. Some analysts estimate Tehran may have fewer than 1,000 medium-range missiles left. And Israel now says it's neutralized one-third of Iran's missile launchers.
The East Coast will be under a life-threatening heat wave next week, mid-90s to low 100s, and it won't cool down much overnight. A hurricane's expected to form today in the Pacific off Costa Rica, eyeing Acapulco. Erica could be the fifth named storm in a busy season. This is ABC News. It's a Stanley Cup twofer for Florida. ABC's Jay Reynolds at the decisive Game 6.
Florida Panthers wind up skating the Stanley Cup last night after a 5-1 victory over the Oilers in Game 6. Sam Reinhart scoring four of those five goals, including a pair of empty netters to seal the win in the third period. He and the Panthers winning the Cup in back-to-back years.
Honestly, it feels just as good as the first one. It's been a long journey to this point, and we're going to enjoy this one.
Panthers are the first team to repeat by beating the same team both years, since the Canadiens beat the Bruins in 1977 and 78.
So how many drinks a day are too many? The U.S. reportedly is about to change guidance on that. Reuters reporting the updated dietary guidelines for Americans will no longer recommend limiting alcohol to one or two drinks a day. Instead, it will suggest we simply drink in moderation. Well, Canada has adopted a more cautious stance, warning that health risks begin to increase after only two drinks per week. Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
On June 15th at 11:58 a.m., the Surrey County Dispatch Center received a call reporting a man with a gun at a residence located on Sun and Snow Road in the town of Round Lake. The caller, who was caretaking for the homeowner's dogs at the residence, reported an unknown male occupant inside the residence who claimed he resided there. The caller also reported that the unknown male was in possession of a handgun and an AR-15-style rifle. Surrey County deputies responded to the location and made limited contact with the individual. During a brief conversation, he told the deputy that he had recently taken ownership of the residence and refused to answer any questions. Through further investigation, it was determined that he was not the current owner of the property. Numerous attempts of negotiating with the suspect to cooperate and come out of the residence failed. After nearly 27 hours, SWAT teams deployed multiple rounds of chemical agents into the residence. The suspect exited the residence and was taken into custody without further incident. The suspect was identified as Michael D. Olson, 62, of Hayward, who was arrested on charges of burglary armed with a dangerous weapon, resisting or obstructing an officer, and resisting by refusing to comply. He is currently being held in the Sawyer County Jail awaiting a bail hearing. The Surrey County Sheriff's Office was assisted by SWAT teams from Washburn, Burnett, Rusk, Barron, and Marathon counties, along with the City of Superior. Also assisting during the incident were the State of Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, Town of Round Lake Fire Department, Town of Hayward Fire Department, LCO Fire Department, and Sawyer County Emergency Medical Services. Saturday, June 21st, from 3 to 7 p.m., it's the Northwoods Community Credit Union's Member Appreciation Day. They invite you to join them as they celebrate 70-plus years of providing financial security and outstanding service for their members. There's going to be free food, music, and drinks. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, June 21st from 3 to 7 p.m. over at the Butternut Area Park at 532 Michigan Street in Butternut. Prescription labels include more than just your name and dosage. Brittany Merlot tells us they also list key details that affect when and how you get your next supply of meds.
One of the most common sources of confusion is the difference between a refill and a renewal. A refill means your provider has already given the pharmacy permission to give you more. But once those run out, a renewal is needed, which means your doctor needs to prescribe a new prescription before the pharmacy can fill it again.
Sometimes patients might forget to look and see how many refills they have left, and they'll expect there to be one.
That's Olivia Bishop, an Aspirus Pharmacy resident. It's also important to check the expiration date printed on the labels.
It is the date where we can confirm that the medication is still effectively working. Unfortunately, after that expiration date, maybe the medication might lose its effectiveness.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
And now a look at today's funeral notices.
Larry John Peterson, age 85, of Park Falls, died on Thursday, June 12, 2025, at his home. He is survived by his wife Betty of Park Falls, his two sons Jeff Peterson of Park Falls and Eddie Peterson of Eau Claire, five grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, his sister-in-law, five stepchildren, Donald Miesbauer, Karen Clark, Tim Miesbauer, Roger Miesbauer, and Julie Howard, nine step-grandchildren, and many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Services will be held at Rock of Ages Lutheran Church in Minocqua on Saturday, June 21st at 11 a.m. Reverend Brian Learman will officiate. A visitation will be held at the church from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Interment will take place at NOLA Cemetery in Park Falls. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been a funeral notice for Larry John Peterson, age 85, of Park Falls.
George Walter Grigleski of Phillips passed away June 7, 2025, at the age of 90. He is survived by his sister Dorothy of Phillips, Wisconsin, a brother, Thomas, of Waldo, Wisconsin, his sister-in-law, and numerous nieces and nephews. A mass of Christian burial will be held at 11 a.m. Thursday, June 19th, at St. Therese of Lisieux Catholic Church in Phillips, Wisconsin. Visitation will be held from 9:30 a.m. until the time of the service. This has been a funeral notice for George Walter Grigleski, 90, of Phillips. Dennis Martin Beal, 61, of Merrill, died Friday, June 6th, at Wren's Health and Rehab Center in Weston. He survived by his father, Eugene Hoppy Beal of Glidden, sister Leslie Lee of Park Falls, brother Fred Beal of Glidden, and by nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A celebration of life will be held in Merrill at a later date. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been a funeral notice for Dennis Martin Beal, 61, of Merrill.
The Celebration of Life service for Sharon Kathleen Schauer, age 74, of Butternut, who passed away on December 20th of 2024, will be held from 12 p.m. until 5 p.m. this Saturday, June 21st, at the Midway Bar in Butternut. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the Celebration of Life notice for Sharon Kathleen Schauer, 73, of Butternut. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
It's the Cubs and the Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game two of a three-game series between the Cubs and the Brewers tonight at Wrigley Field. Chicago winning last night, 5-3. Milwaukee's Chad Patrick lasted five innings before turning it over to the bullpen. Pat Murphy.
I thought Chad Patrick did a nice job. He had a little struggle in the fifth there, third time around. I thought Mears and Rob Z, at least for the first inning, and Anderson were really good. So a lot of positives from it. You know, a lot of good things tonight. So I'll stick with that right now.
NBA Finals, the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton with a strained calf muscle. No word if he'll play when the Pacers host the Thunder tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers' new president, Ed Policy, on the Lions, Vikings, and Packers this season.
You know, it's pretty exciting because I don't think the entire NFL has ever been more competitive than it is right now. And I think our division is not only the most competitive division in football right now, but maybe in the history of the NFL.
That's the Packers' new president and CEO, Ed Policy, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Northwoods weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds and patchy fog overnight and a few showers out there as well. Morning low temperatures dropping into the mid-50s. On Wednesday, more shower chances, clouds, some fog. High temperatures in the afternoon, warming to the upper 70s. Right now, it's 51.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. 7 o'clock hour begins. It's 7:10 a.m. We are looking at a temperature in the 57 degree-ish range on a day that's going to get up near 80. There may be some fog lurking out there. There may be some beauty lurking out there, though, because we are in the Northwoods. One thing I can guarantee, a little bit of country music today. Tim McGraw coming up next. Live Like You Are Dying and a bunch more before I'm back with you. Covering for Joel today from the 98Q Country Studio. Right here with you, Randy Travis, Zach Top, Lady A, up next.
You said I was in my early 40s, with a lot of life before me, when a moment came that stopped me on a dime. I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what'd you do? And he said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Blue Manchu, and I looked deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. Said I was finally the husband that most of the time I wasn't, and I became a friend would like to have. And all of a sudden going fishing wasn't such an imposition, and I went 3 times that year I lost my dad. Well, I finally read the good book and I took a good long hard look at what I'd do if I could do it all again. And then I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu, and I looked deeper and I spoke sweeter, I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. Like tomorrow was a gift and you got eternity to think about. What you do with it? What did you do with it? What did I do with it? What would I do with it? Skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu, and I looked deeper and I spoke sweeter and I watched an eagle as it was flying. And he said, someday like you were dying, to live 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 like you were dying.
This love that I give is gonna be yours until the day that I die. Oh, baby, I'm gonna love you forever, forever and ever, amen. As long as old men sit and talk about the weather, as long as old women sit and talk about old men, if you wonder how long I'll be faithful, I'll be happy to tell. I'm gonna love you forever and ever, forever and ever, amen. They say time takes its toll on the body, makes the young girl's brown. On memory, make people forget things they knew. But it's easy to see, it's happening to me. I've already forgotten every woman but you. Oh, darling, I'm gonna love you forever, forever and ever. Sit and talk about the weather, as long as old women sit and talk about old men. If you wonder how long I'll be faithful, just listen to how this song ends. I'm gonna love you forever.
Country.
Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio.
You'll be trying to love her, but you leave your heart breaking boots.
One man heaven, I hope she never breaks.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Been some time, you still look like an angel. I heard you're doing fine, got promoted back in April, and you met someone your dad says he's okay. Somebody too. She's a model out in LA, and she's begging me to move. She says Malibu is really great. I ain't decided if I'm going or not, but at the end of the day, I sleep like a baby. say I miss you, but you know I never lie. Things are going my way, hey. I sleep like a baby. I never show up late for work. But I don't drink whiskey. I don't know how it feels to hurt. But I ain't been lonely since you said goodbye. Wish I could say I miss you. Oh, but you know I never lie.
Zach Top, 98Q Country. That was I Never Lie. Can you believe that song's come out within the last year or so? It sounds like it's from 1993. I think Zach took notes from Garth and a whole lot of others we love here at 98Q, and keep your eye on him. It's not his only one. So, looking at all kinds of stuff going on around the neighborhood, I've got a stack of papers here for stuff happening within the next week or so. Kicking off this weekend, you'll be able to see me cruising around all over Park Falls because it is citywide garage sales this weekend, the 20th and the 21st. That will be, excuse me, that's Friday and Saturday, the 20th and the 21st. Look out for garage sale signs. Look out for those open garage doors, the tables in the driveways. That's what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to, contain myself. I know, you know who I think you'll probably be able to find out there cruising the local garage sale scene? I swear, the longer I know Joel, the more I hear from him about that thing that he found, and usually that thing is baseball cards. It's funny, he's off for a week, and he's like all we talk about here on 98Q, but seriously, Joel has a really good eye for that kind of thing. I know he's especially a big fan of the Heckman online auction, because that lets him do this exact thing from the comfort of his home, so look out for the rogue morning guy nearing and fearing the end of his vacation. What else do we have going on here? Next week, Saturday, June 28th, we've got the 20th annual Masonic Golf Outing. That's something we'll be talking about today on Reality Radio, happening at Westwood Golf Course that day, a two-person scramble, $120 a team, including buffet lunch and some other good stuff going on there. So we'll wait until about 8 o'clock today or 8:15. We'll kick off Reality Radio. And actually, unless I'm mistaken, yeah, we'll kick it off with Wednesday night live at 8:15 and then the Masonic Golf Outing at about 8:30. With some flexibility to time today, we've got a whole extra guest in there. We're going to have to be a little bit, I'm the backup. it's going to be a tight schedule today on Reality Radio, but a fun time because of that and for other reasons besides. What else do we have here? Friday, June 27th and Saturday, June 28th. That's next weekend. Rock of Ages Church annual rummage sale. All proceeds to local, national, and global missions. That's over on Highway 70 West in Minocqua. So we are in the depths of garage sale season. And of course, next Friday, next weekend in general, we've got the Philips Czech Slovak Festival, and that's another subject for Reality Radio, but suffice to say, that's June 21st, Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. at Elk Lake Park, of course, in Philips. So jot that down on the calendar now and prepare your eardrums for details about that later in the 8 o'clock hour. Matter of fact, we'll kick off the 9 o'clock hour with Kendra from Embrace, and then we'll talk Czech Fest with Trinity. Let's get an update, as we do twice an hour now, on news, weather, and sports. And then more country music. Three in a row for you before I'm back yammering at you about sort of sports. It's going to be a sportsy day. I'm not going to have much time to talk sports because we've got local stuff to talk about, so we'll see how much I can hit you with a torrent of sports later in the 7 o'clock hour on 98Q.
98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Multiple sources telling ABC News President Trump has been presented a range of options by his national security team that he's considering, including using U.S. military assets to strike Iranian nuclear facilities. Iran warns that U.S. involvement could bring an all-out war in the region. Here's ABC's Perry Russum.
The New York Times reports Iran is preparing missiles for potential retaliatory attacks on U.S. bases. In the meantime, Iran firing more ballistic missiles at Israel overnight. Iran's missile stockpile may be dwindling. Some analysts estimate Tehran may have fewer than 1,000 medium-range missiles left. And Israel now says it's neutralized one-third of Iran's missile launchers.
The East Coast will be under a life-threatening heat wave next week, mid-90s to low 100s, and it won't cool down much overnight. A hurricane's expected to form today in the Pacific off Costa Rica, eyeing Acapulco. Erica will be the fifth named storm in a busy season. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know.
A 52-year-old Rudolph man is expected to be charged with his ninth operating while intoxicated offense following a welfare check on June 13th. Michael Neiman is currently in custody on a $7,500 cash bond. Around 9:30 p.m. on June 13th, a deputy responded to an intersection near Rudolph for an occupied vehicle parked in the road, located on Marsh Road near Elm Road. The deputy said the driver, later identified as Neiman, was sleeping in the driver's seat. Deputy also noticed a 1.75-liter bottle of vodka in the center console and then knocked on the window, waking the driver up. The man opened the vehicle's door, and the deputy said he was overcome by the smell of alcohol. Court documents state Neiman was unable to perform field sobriety tests due to balance concerns, and a breathalyzer showed a result of 0.243. Reminder, the legal limit is only 0.08. Neiman was convicted of 8 previous OWIs, his first offense occurring in 1995. Initial appearance is set for Friday. Monday, June 23rd, from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m., there's free yoga in the park at Lionite Park. This is for all bodies, abilities, and ages, and you can learn and practice yoga postures to shift stress, anxiety, and panic, quick and easy breathing techniques to use anywhere and anytime, being fully present in the moment, and you can connect with others in your community. Beginners are very welcome, and step-by-step guidance will be provided. No registration is needed, although it is recommended to bring a towel, blanket, or yoga mat, and to wear comfortable clothes that are easy to move in. Please remember to bring a water bottle as well. If you have any questions, you can contact Embrace at 800-924-0556. Once again, this is taking place Monday, June 23rd from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. over at 585 County Road H in Phillips. Wolves in Wisconsin may or may not remain on the endangered list and could spark a statewide hunt. Brittany Merlot explains.
And conservation activists are petitioning the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources to list gray wolves as endangered or threatened at the state level as congressional Republicans seek to delist them at the federal level. The group urged the DNR to list the wolves as endangered to uphold science-based population management and protect the wolves from excessive hunting amid federal funding cuts. If the wolves are delisted at the federal level, the state would be required to hold an annual wolf hunt. And over 200 wolves were harvested in the 2021 wolf hunt.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
It's the Cubs and the Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 2 of a 3-game series between the Cubs and the Brewers tonight at Wrigley Field. Chicago winning last night 5-3. Milwaukee's Chad Patrick lasted 5 innings before turning it over to the bullpen. Pat Murphy.
I thought Chad Patrick did a nice job. He had a little struggle in the fifth there, third time around. I thought Mears and Rob Z, at least for the first inning, and Anderson were really good. So a lot of positives from it. You know, a lot of good things tonight. So I'll stick with that right now.
NBA Finals, the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton with a strained calf muscle. No word if he'll play when the Pacers host the Thunder tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers' new president, Ed Policy, on the Lions, Vikings, and Packers this season.
You know, it's pretty exciting because I don't think the entire NFL has ever been more competitive than it is right now. And I think our division is not only the most competitive division in football right now, but maybe in the history of the NFL.
That's the Packers' new president and CEO, Ed Policy, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You've got so much glorious summer to fill. What are you gonna do with it? Easy answer, do it your way at MOA. Do it up with Nickelodeon Universe's Ultimate Summer Party, Dora's 25th Anniversary Celebration, slimy fun events and hair-raising rides. Do Crayola Experience for the littlest ones. And here's a bright idea. Do it smart with MOA attraction bundles and the no-worries 72 degrees and sunny forecast every day. That's your summer, your way at MOA. Mallofamerica.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Jane has 150,000 miles on her truck. And she's proud of that. Jane's secret, AutoZone, where friendly AutoZoners help her find the right parts. Jane's brother, Josh, only cares that his car starts and goes. But when it doesn't, he also goes to AutoZone, where friendly AutoZoners help with free services. No hassles, just help. Everything you need, nothing you don't.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy today, slight storm chance, and a high close to 80. Maybe an evening shower or thunderstorm, then clearing out late tonight. Lows in the mid-50s. And scattered showers and thunderstorms Thursday, partly sunny, highs upper 70s.
It's 52 right now.
98Q Country.
We got Rodney Atkins to kick off 3 in a row for you. More country music up next on 98Q. And then a little bit of sports to finish off the hour. Top of the hour news, weather and sports at 8. And then reality radio jam-packed at about 8:15. Here's Take a Back Road on 98Q Country.
Sitting in 6-lane backed up traffic. Horns are honking. I've about had it. I'm looking for an exit sign. Gotta get out of here, get it all off my mind. And like a memory from your grandpa's attic, a song comes slipping through the radio static, changing my mood. A little George Strait in 1982, and it makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel, unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab my honey, tear down some two-lane country, who knows, get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take, makes me wanna take a back road. I've been cooped up, tied down, bare, forgotten what a field looks like, full of corn. Cotton, if I'm gonna hit a traffic jam, well, it better be a tractor man. I'm so sick and tired of this interstate system. I need a curve and wind, a twist and a dusty path to nowhere. With the wind blowing through my baby's hair, yeah, it makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel, unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab my honey, tear down some two-lane country, who knows, get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take a back road. Some old back road. Maybe it's the feeling, or maybe it's the freedom. Maybe it's that shady spot where we park the truck when things get hot. Girl, we park the truck when things get hot. And it makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel. Unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab you, honey. Tear down down some two-lane country. Who knows? Get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take a back road. Some old back road, get back with my soul. All I gotta do is take the some old back road to the shady spot where things get hot, girl.
Q Country.
I heard you moved out to South Carolina just like you always said we would. Packed your bags in that old 4Runner that I bought you when things were good. I'm glad to see the stop sign didn't hit you, bring you back to your senses. Oh, it waved you gone goodbye. Yeah, it waved you gone goodbye. I heard you found yourself a brand new man, put a rock on your finger and he vowed you a second chance. Built a house right by the coast. That ocean view is beautiful, but baby, I just want you to know he don't know you like I. Money talks, but I ain't buying. Cause love's a smoke ring wrapped around your finger. One second it's a blessing, and the next it's already gone. A broken heart, I'm a walking testimony. My confession is a lesson that I'm pouring out in this song. Oh, 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 oh. You don't. Settle down with him. She ain't wrong, the whole town knows that you had a bed of roses, but girl, you couldn't walk that line. You can act like you do it fine. Cause love's a smoke ring wrapped around your finger. One second it's a blessing, and the next it's already gone. A broken heart, I'm a walking testimony. My confession is a lesson that I'm pouring. And the next it's already gone. A broken heart, I'm a walking testimony. My confession is a lesson that I'm pouring out in this song. Oh, 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 oh. You don't wanna fall in love. You don't wanna fall in love. You don't. Just like you always said we would.
It's the country you want.
I'm gonna be your ghost story.
From the artists you love.
Hey, it's Carrie Underwood.
This is Eric Church.
All day, every day.
98 Q Country.
Know when you walk to behind.
make a living out of loving you. I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do if I could make a living out of loving you. Early every morning when the sun comes up, I'm punching that clock on the wall, breaking my back just to make a buck, wishing I was in your arms. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do if I could make a living out of loving you. I could work all day and feel right at home, loving that 8 to 5. Never have to leave you here alone when I'm working overtime. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do if I could make a living out of loving you.
Clay Walker on 98Q, If I Could Make a Living Out of Loving You. Good morning, good morning. 7:46 a.m. today. Thanks for starting the day with me. I'm tempted to make the joke every time. I know you probably heard it coming, the day with gray. I say the all gray all day thing, and it's like, man, it's like I'm making a joke about my own name the same way people used to as a kid, thinking I'd never heard this one before. If you have a even semi-unique name, you know exactly the pain of which I speak. Anyway, starting with a distraction, meant to be talking sports right now. Got a little bit of limited time today to do stuff like that simply because of some excellent lineup of guests we've got planned for Reality Radio starting at about 8:15. Wednesday Night Live, Masonic Golf, Pure Earth, Worm Farm, Kendra from Embrace weighing in, Check Fest, Girls Night Out, Ken and Truck Pull, and St. Croix Rod's Customer Appreciation Day. Just a brief taste of the lineup we've got for you on Reality Radio. Looking at sports, the big news today is there's not much news, and that is, of course, no news is good news, as they say, but the big news for local sports fans, if you're a Packers fan, the transition in Packers team president to Ed Policy, Mark Murphy, on the way out. Of course, that had a lot to do with why the Packers suggested the Tush Push ban. We now know the Packers are a favorite for the league if they want to kind of shuttle an idea in and not look like the league is making the change, like they did with the Lions playoff proposal. Oh yeah, we learned recently this offseason the league likes to pick a team and say, hey, you get to suggest this rule change because we don't want to look like we're doing that. And it makes a lot of sense because the Packers don't have an owner to point to and kind of ridicule like other teams would with the whole public ownership thing. And Mark Murphy was on the way out, and it's been known for quite a while now. So he really did make a lot of sense as a bit of a scapegoat. But it doesn't matter, of course. The Tush Push ban was voted down, and we've got another 17 weeks of seeing if other NFL teams can figure out how to stop that. Civic Media's own Mike Clemens had an interview was there at a press conference by new team president Ed Policy, who stated that his priorities are to keep the team competitive, win football games, keep the team in Green Bay, and keep the Packers super involved with the community. He kind of hinted that there may be update plans for Lambeau Field, but that said, he didn't hint at anything particularly specific and didn't say anything surprising as far as the general agenda for an incoming team president. We didn't expect any surprises, so unsurprising that there were no surprises, if you will. Other sports news, again, it's a quiet day in the NFL world, and I am horrifyingly baseball ignorant. I know the Brewers took an L last night, and we've got them again this evening, pregame 6:30. I believe first pitch tonight is about 7:10 or 7:05. Either way, my afternoon show ends just a touch early this evening due to Brewer baseball right here on 98Q Country. What else do we have going on here? Oh, yeah, we've got a Big G texting me. We've got some local sports in a way. That is, we've got the Phillips Phenoms and the Butternut Bulldogs going at it tonight at 6 p.m. Armstrong Field right here in Park Falls. That's first pitch at 6 p.m., so get there a touch early if you want to take in the whole affair. Full concession stand, brats and burgers, and I reread this like 8 times. Free beer until we run out. Free admission. That is verbatim the text Big G sent me. Of course, do enjoy responsibly and drive sober, but have a grand old time watching the Phillips Phenoms and the Butternut Bulldogs. 6 p.m. first pitch, Armstrong Field in Park Falls. There's a lot going on tonight, actually, in the Park Falls area, and some of those things will be what we're talking about on Reality Radio. That'll be coming up in about 20 minutes already. We'll be looking at talking to the crew from Wednesday Night Live to kick off Reality Radio. I'll say hi at the other side of 8 o'clock, but top of the hour news, weather, and sports coming at you at 8 o'clock. Right now, a quick word from sponsors. It is the 18th of June. It is about 60 degrees out there. Looking at a high around 80 today. Still some patchy fog and a chance of thunderstorms. We'll give you an update on that, too. Top of the hour news, weather, and sports every hour. 98Q Country.
98Q Country.
Looking for your next favorite coffee spot? Pop into Pop's Coffee on Railroad Avenue in Prentice, Wisconsin. They are the new place in town, tucked between Sheer Elegance and the Aspirus Clinic. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 4 and Saturdays 8 to noon. They've got daily breakfast and lunch specials, lunch carryouts available, plus fresh baked sweet rolls, cookies, and more. And yes, coffee, of course. Stop by Pop's Coffee and taste what everyone's talking about.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Have you heard about the Mahindra Roxer turbo diesel side-by-side with high towing capacity? Nemuth Implement in Stetsonville is your authorized Mahindra dealer. Nemuth invites you for a good look and a test drive today. You'll never run out of ways to use your Roxer on the trail, the property, or even the farm. No finer time to finance, too. Get a Roxer for as little as 0% up to 60 months, or just 4% for 84 months. Check out the Roxer at your authorized Mahindra dealer, Nemuth Implement, south of Medford on Highway 13 in Stetsonville.
Summer in northern Wisconsin is a great time to get out on the water. Baiters is a great place to get everything you need to do just that. For fishing, Baiters has rods and reels, line, terminal tackle, and live bait, so you can land that lunker of a lifetime or your next meal. Baiters also carries tow-behind tubes and tow ropes. And don't forget the life jackets for infants, toddlers, and adults. Be safe on the water, have fun, and enjoy all that northern Wisconsin has to offer with Baiters Sports Center, next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
Break yourself free from that desk and come work for Civic Media, a rapidly growing network which has positions open in Park Falls, Hayward, and Amory, Wisconsin that focus on prospecting and new account acquisitions. The ideal candidate will have prior media advertising sales experience and success, reliable transportation, and a connection to the communities in which they would sell. This position pays a base salary plus generous commissions and exceptional additional benefits. To see a full description, go to civicmedia.us and look at careers. Apply at civicmedia.us or send your resume directly to darla.isham@civicmedia.us. Civic Media is an equal opportunity employer that is committed to diversity and inclusion in the workplace.
Country.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio.
The Trump administration's order to keep a Michigan coal plant running could mean higher energy bills in Wisconsin. Just days before the aging plant was set to retire, the Department of Energy ordered it to stay open, citing emergency wartime powers. Staff were already gone and there was no coal on site. The utility that owns the plant wants to recoup the tens of millions of dollars it cost to bring it back online through price increases on customers throughout the Midwest grid, including Wisconsin. Summer nights in Wisconsin are heating up, literally, according to Wisconsin's Initiative on Climate Change Impacts. Our state is about 3 degrees warmer in the summertime than it was in the 1950s, and we're feeling that heat mostly at night, with temperatures staying above 70 more and more often. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
98Q Country.
Bobby played his guitar on the hardest side of town, where it's hard for a poor boy to find the money. He had dedication, he had the heart and soul, somehow knew he was born to play. People said, get a real job, support your family, cause there's no future in the road you're taking. He never said a word, the dreamer just kept on. Late at night you could hear him sing. He said, I'm gonna be somebody. One of these days I'm gonna break these chains. I'm gonna be somebody someday. You can bet your hard-earned dollar I will. The road was a struggle, it took him 10 years to the top. Now he's number one on the stage and the radio. Still he can't believe how people come from miles around, when it seemed like only yesterday. He would say, I'm gonna be somebody. Front row singing. It was a sandy-haired river boy with the same old hungry eyes. He looked up at Bobby and said, I'm gonna be somebody.
Local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. The world is watching to see if President Trump brings America into Israel's war with Iran. Multiple sources tell ABC News that the president has been given and is considering a range of options by his national security team, including using U.S. military assets to strike Iranian nuclear facilities. Consequences could ripple across the area and make American troops targets. Israel wants bunker-busting bombs that only the U.S. has. ABC's Ian Pinnell on the damage so far.
ABC News verifying at least 20 Israeli strikes inside Iran since Friday, including two on nuclear facilities.
The UN nuclear watchdog just now confirming damage at two sites.
The Gaza Health Ministry says seven more people were killed trying to get food after 51 died yesterday when Israeli forces opened fire on Gazans. Hurricane Eric has just formed the Mexico's Pacific coast, eyeing Acapulco, fifth named storm in a busy season. This is ABC News. New details about the death at age 55 of celebrity chef Anne Burrell. New York City police saying she was found unconscious and unresponsive inside of her Brooklyn home just before 8 yesterday morning. The officer of the chief medical examiner says it will perform an autopsy and try to determine the cause of death. A prominent Minnesota lawmaker and her husband, killed in a politically motivated shooting, are being honored today as the gunman remains in custody. ABC's Rhiannon Alley with details.
In Minnesota, a police escort led a procession moving the bodies of slain state lawmaker Melissa Hortman and her husband, Mark, from the medical examiner's office to a funeral home. The couple will be honored with a candlelight vigil at the Minnesota State Capitol later tonight.
Florida gets the cup again. The new Stanley Cup champions are the old Stanley Cup champions.